From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. political news, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump and his rival Ted Cruz traded victories in Saturday's primary contest, with Trump taking Louisiana and Kentucky, Cruz winning Kansas and Maine. Cruz says he's seeing conservatives coming together to unite behind his campaign.
Well, listen, Donald has a delegate lead right now, although it is fewer than 100 delegates. We are within 100 delegates of Donald. We'll see what happens after today. We'll see the rest of the results, where the delegate count is. But we continue to rack up delegates.
Campaigning in Florida, Florida Senator Marco Rubio said Trump's rhetoric does not represent the best of the Republican Party.
Conservatism has not been about anger. Conservatism has not been about appealing people to people's fears, nor has it been to build up people's frustrations. People have a right to be angry. They have a right to be afraid, and they have a right to be upset about the direction of our country. But that has never been the foundation of our movement.
For the Democrats, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won the Kansas and Nebraska caucuses. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the projected winner in Louisiana and is likely to maintain her significant overall lead over Sanders. Also in the news, exit polls in Slovakia are giving Prime Minister Robert Fico's Smer party a win in Saturday's parliamentary election, with a large number of other parties, far left and far right, also winning seats. The conservative anti-immigration Fico may have turned to leftists as other conservatives to try to form a new government that will get enough support in parliament. This is VOA News. Leaders from Iran and Turkey are calling for cooperation in putting an end to conflicts and sectarian violence in the region. Speaking at a joint news conference Saturday in Tehran, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Iran and Turkey are to collaborate to end conflicts and bloody fratricides. Iranian Vice President Esad Jahangiri said Iran and Turkey have disagreed over handling the crisis, but both sides are determined to move toward stability. Turkey is a main backer of the rebels fighting to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while Iran, along with Russia, support the Assad government. The Obama administration's envoy to the coalition fighting, the Islamic State, says the operation to throw the militant group out of the Iraqi city of Mosul is underway. Speaking in Baghdad, Brent McGurk said that the elements are being put in place to drive the Islamic State from the Iraqi city. McGurk cautioned that the operation will be a difficult one.
I will say Mosul will be very complicated. It'll be a mix of forces, and it'll be very important to ensure it's well planned. It's well planned from a military perspective, it's well planned from a humanitarian perspective, and it's well planned from a political perspective.
Islamic State took control of Mosul in June of 2014. President Obama says he will urge leaders from Silicon Valley and other tech hubs to help tackle some of the problems facing the country when he travels to the South by Southwest conference next week. Mr. Obama said the greater use of technical innovation in government has made it easier for students to apply for financial aid, for Americans to buy health insurance, and for immigrants to track their green card applications. The president said how well a government serves its people depends on how much talented individuals contribute to the common good.
But our founders trusted us with the keys to this system of self-government because it's the best tool we've got to settle our differences and solve our collective challenges.
South by Southwest is an annual conference in Austin, Texas, devoted to film, music, interactive media, and technologies. Thousands of mourners turned out for the funeral Saturday of murdered Honduran indigenous leader Berta Cáceres, who fought to stop a potentially destructive dam. Her supporters chanted "Berta lives" and called for justice as her coffin was carried from her mother's home into the church in the town of La Esperanza, northwest of Tegucigalpa. Cáceres, a Lenca Indian activist, is the winner of the 2015 Goldman Environmental Prize. Gunman shot her to death in her home Thursday in what appears to be a targeted killing.
That's the latest world news from VOA.